Now works the most. So for sure here, the first brother has a right to say he wants this field. And this one says no again. Maskiv lo abaya bayes back. Motzi yoma. No, the other brother could say, Beino di afisha arisa, that I want to have more arisim here. I want to have more workers here. Rashi says, Tevli, shelucho shtei sodois, achas mikan jachas mikan, viyachas li biyemso, de shetar b'lucho arisim, v'tei sodish li, mishtem eros yofa. The other brother, the smatka, he says just the opposite. I want you to have one field on the right side and one field all the way over on the left side, so that this middle field should belong to me. And I have a lot to gain now. Because you're going to have workers working on the outfield on the right side and working on the left field. So those workers on the outside is going to automatically watch the middle field. So I'll be much better off. If I have a field in between your two fields, so my field will be watched easier. So therefore the other brother has a right to say, no, I want that field. Gemara says, that's not a good taina. The other brother has the right to say that he wants the middle field in order that the other one should have the workers on both sides and watch my field. That's not a good svara. But the first brother has a good reason. He owns one field. He wants to have a second field right next to it. That's a good taina. That's a better taina. Therefore, going there, kaifin al midas doin. That's called like zenenev zelechosa. Talimar says, what's going to be chad gisa nagra, the chad gisa nahara? He has this field. On one side of the field, there's a nahar, there's a river. On the other side of the field, there's not a nahar, there's only a nagra, a small irrigation, a small canal. So how do they divide up this field? Rashi says, Soda shal shnei yachim. This field belongs to two brothers. Sheyesh nahar al pnei mizrach. On the mizrach, the picture on the top, on the mizrach side, there's a river. The nagra al pnei tefaina. On the southern side, there's only a small nagar. So now they want to divide up this field. How do they divide it up equal? Like Pshita, what? A small canal. So Pshita, both of them want to have the top here for the field that's more closer to the nahar. That's better. So now when they divide up this karka, how do they divide it up? So where it says, Palgin lor bekarnozul. You have to divide it up by corners. And this picture here, you make a few corners, diagonal, straight across, like the Reishin, the two brothers, each one gets an equal share, half near the nor and half near the nagar. Rashi says, "Pagalei bekanazul lefi shanor toiv min anor," that the river is better from a nagar. I mean, "Vasamach lemayim toiv min arochad." Therefore, the only way to divide it up is cut this field diagonally and give each one equal portions near the river and equal portions near the nagar. Now, the Mishnah says, "V'lo yetsa traklin." If you have this house like and they want to divide it up, they can't divide it up unless it's kadei yeshba kadei chalukah. Now, ein bo kadei lezer or kadei lezer maho. Let's say you have this small, like palace here, that if you divide it up, there won't be enough to live, not for this one, not for that one. Now, what's going to be the locha? What do we do here? So now, Rabbi Yehuda says, is dino the good or yogurt? Rabbi Yehuda, there's a new svara that I've heard to say, the good or yogurt. Listen, I want to split. You don't want to split. So if you want, I'll let you keep it, and then you pay me for the half. And if you don't want to do that, then I'll do the other way. Then I'll keep it and I'll pay you for the half. Now that's called good or yogurt. Listen, either you take it and pay me, or else I'll take it and pay you. That's what one should have as a right to force the other one. One or the other way. Either you take it or else I'll take it. Rashi says, is this the good or yogurt? Zesha writes a lechalik, oimel is zesha, and he writes lechalik. The one should have, that wants to divide up, has a right to say to the other, should have, that doesn't want to divide up, oi koisli dom, listen, either make up a price here, or kanei lechokhoki. And you want to keep it, okay, you keep no thing, and give me the price of my half. And if you don't want to do that, oyani okun, or else I'll keep this property now, and I'll give you the worth, the value of your share. That's called good yogit. So if you just says yes, one should have the right to say to the other one. Rav Nachman says no, let dino the good yogit. We do not hold for this svara. Rashi says, let dino, sheze yachol loymar, loy shalachu ekna, the other should have the right to say nothing doing. I don't want to sell you mine. We're going to leave it the way it is. We're not going to divide up. We're both going to be shutfis. That's what Rav Nachman holds. Less din of the good or yogurt. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman, so Rav is said to Rav Nachman, according to you, the yarmut that you say, less din of the good or yogurt, you do not hold from this svara. That when two shutfim, two partners, only one wants to divide up, the other one not, And there's not kidei chalukah, that there's nothing to do. You can't tell him anything. He has a right to say, I want to stay the way it is. If so, v'chor u'poshet. When a father dies and left over two sons, one's a b'chor, and the second one is a regular son, so the b'chor has to get two portions. Sheniach le'navi and eved u'behemah t'meya. The father left over now Yerusha and eved and u'behemah t'meya. So what do they do with it? How do they divide it up? Chetzanois, not because they divide it up. Like, it's not an equal division here. The b'chor gets two-thirds, and the other one gets only one-third. So how do you divide up an eved or behemah t'meya? It's ein bo kedei chalukah. Because another behemoth, you don't kill it. It's not worth anything when it's dead. You use it for work. So how do you divide this up? Rashi says, she'ef shel lechalkon. You can't divide these two things. Chesed yasu. Loch inokad b'chor poshid. Tetricha mil saliya shutfim bo. Because it's very hard to be shutfis. It's not equal shutfis. In other words, one has more of a chelus than the other one. Like in a normal case, they're equal shutfis. Okay. You can say, we'll go 50-50. We'll say, you use it if, I'll use it if, okay. But now that there's a b'chor and a poshid, that one has more than the other, it's not a simple shutfis. So it's a right to get out of it. But according to Rav Nachman, how do they get out of it? So Gemara says, O Malay, so Rav Nachman answered back, Shani Yoimer, Oyved Lezeh Yoimechod Lezeh Shana Yom Enechanami. It's a simple deal. Let the Sebra or the Behemah work for the poshid one day, and then he can work for the b'chor 2 days. That's the poshid of Chalukia. It's not such a hard thing in Enechanami. You have no right to force them to divide. If one does not want to divide, you can't force him, and that's the way you work. Meisvei Avakasha says Alocha, Mi Shechet Yiv Evet, Vechet Yiv Ben Chayrin, somebody that has an Evet, that is half freed. As far as two people own an Evet, and then one Shutif Meshachar, his half. So this Evet, he freed his half. So this Evet now is called half a free, half a Ben Chayrin, half a regular Jew, and the other half of him, he's still an Evet. So what does he do now? The halacha is oived es rabo yoymechod. He has to work for his master one day, v'yasatzmo yoymechod, and the other day he's free, because half of him is free. He only has to work for his master half. Therefore, one day for his master, one day he's free. Tibur beisul, that's what beisul holds. Beishama yoym, Beishama says no. Tikanta mes raboy. That's a good tikkun. That's a good etzah for the master. But the master has a good now. One day he uses him. One day the other one uses him. That's good. But as that's more tikantum, but you did not fix up the seven. The seven is still messed up. Why? Lisa shivchei yochel to marry a shivchei can't, because he's a ben chayrin, a free person can't marry a shivcha. Lisa bas chayrin any yochel to marry a bas chayrin he can't, because he's a chatzi eved. So this eved now cannot get married. He can't get married. If yiftol should he stop not get married, v'aloi lo nivru oylem el l'piriyav rivya. The world was created to have children. Shenem Raposek says, Lo Soyu Baroyu L'Shevus Yitzara. Shem didn't create it to be Soyu empty, but rather L'Shevus, the people should be living here. He says, so, V'Shamatana, that's not a good takona. That's not a good Eitzah to leave this Eved the way he is, that one day he works for his master, one day for himself, for the mice, if so, he can't get married. Ela, rather, what should we do? Koyfenes Rabbi, we force the master, the Yoysen Yoysen Ben Chorin. We tell the master, listen, you have to free this Eved that you won't hear from him. You have to free him. And the case for Shtara Chatzidomo. And the pshat is that, like, he's freeing him, but the money, half of him, the Eved will have to pay him back later. He writes up a Shtara right now, a Chatzidomo. That's based his Shammai's Takona. That we have to force the master to free this Eved. And it says that for Chosru, Beisilul, Hervasilibu Beishamai. Beisilul also later agreed, like Beishamai. Rashi v'chosru beisilu hayros, taimo divivnei tikkun olam. He agreed to that beisilu.